Thank you so much. Well, I thank the EU for this introduction, which of course is based on certain objective facts that there are very many meetings and very difficult to attend a reasonable number of them also for NGOs. It's a fact, there is a problematic here, but it must nevertheless have an objective discussion, and overlap is not such a simple matter because there are different types of organization of mechanisms, of expert mechanisms and interstate mechanisms and so on. So that has to be taken into account. With regard to the eminent expert group, it seems that this has become a kind of whipping boy or maybe whipping girl because its chairs has been girls or women. And the difficulties of this working group is that it has indeed had very important meetings with a rich content, which has made contributions, proposals, which has gone into this intergovernmental working group and moved forward to the Human Rights Council. So it's not that it is without achievements, and if you look at their reports, you will see that they have really dealt with issues which are not dealt with other groups in the same way. So the sort of whipping of the eminent groups is not really responsible. What should be our concern is the fact that unique to every other entity, rapporteurs or groups in the, I would say, in the human rights system at least, the reports of the eminent group are produced in the year after that the group has taken place. So they are not, the reports are not produced in by the Secretariat in accordance with the Human Rights Council requests. And of course that's a little bit of a problem when the 2022 report will appear first later this year and so on and so forth. And that the explanation that is given is that the office has other priorities. So it means that that group is obviously under-resourced in terms of Secretariat support. When it comes to the matter of the permanent forum and the working group of experts, we can see that there is a problematic here that the negotiations on this modalities resolution took place in an after-COVID situation, rather closed and without proper consultations, and were rushed and was under an undue sort of pressure and influence, and then resulted in a situation where this permanent forum now tries to organize intersessional meetings and a variety of other things so as to enter into the responsibilities of the working group of experts on people of African descent. I think what we need to remember is that the eminent group and the working group of experts on people of African descent, they are Durban Declaration and Program of Action mandated groups. They are the only groups that were mandated by the DDPA, and respect should be shown to that. With regard to the forum, my NGOs were those who were the first to propose that a permanent forum should be created. I myself chaired the Durban Review Conference and Civil Society Forum, which first proposed it after consultations and so on. So it's not that we have a problem with the creation of a forum. It's just that it seems that it is has trying to seek a role that was not intended from the beginning. The idea was rather to look at the for example, the Forum on Business and Human Rights. It's a three-day forum here in Geneva with a very, very, very large participation at the same time as there is the working group on business and human rights. So that was the idea of it, I believe, from many in the beginning. So it's more a matter of seeing how to restore the original intentions in that case, and at least that it should not be so that the permanent forum now start to take over the role of others organizing a whole variety of intersessional meetings and so on. That is something that I think should be looked at least that the modalities resolution that created the permanent forum should be respected, and it should not be moved beyond that before it has been evaluated after 4 years. And the working group of experts on people of African descent should be able to carry out its tremendously important work. If you look at their report of their 20 years of experience, you will see how much they have accomplished, including that of country visits, but their studies, their research, etc., has been very important. And the type of activities that they are carrying out cannot be carried out in meetings which have 500 participants or so. So there is a distinct difference between the working group of experts and the permanent forum, which was originally intended and is a kind of event where there would be a great number of participants attending.